This is Weekly Outlook for September 10th, 2012. Crop markets continue to be heavily influenced by the prospective size of the U.S. corn and soybean crops. With prospects for very small crops, the potential strength of export demand for wheat, corn, and soybeans is of increasing importance, as crop problems have also been experienced in other parts of the world. U.S. wheat supplies are not in short supply due to the 13% increase in production this year. Since exports account for about half of the consumption of that crop, however, demand in that sector is important for determining prices. The USDA has projected exports at 1.2 billion bushels, 150 million more than exports of last year. Exports are expected to benefit from the 6% decline in production in the rest of the world, in particular, the sharp declines in production in Russia and Kazakhstan are expected to reduce combined exports from those two countries by nearly 650 million bushels. Through the first 12 weeks of the current marketing year, U.S. wheat exports and export sales lagged the pace needed to reach the USDA projection. Both shipments and new sales, however, were relatively large during the last week of August, exceeding the average pace required to meet projections. With ongoing concerns about available supplies in the Black Sea region, recent large purchases by Egypt, and prospects for a smaller crop in Australia, there is renewed optimism that U.S. exports can reach the USDA projection. For corn, the 2011 marketing year ended on a very weak note for exports. Based on Census Bureau estimates through June and inspections through August 30th, it appears that marketing year exports fell about 15 million bushels short of the forecast of 1.55 billion bushels. The USDA has forecast 2012 marketing year exports at 1.3 billion bushels, as exports will be limited by the small U.S. crop. In addition, the 25% increase in the Brazilian corn harvest earlier this year, prospects for larger feed grain crops in Canada and Mexico, and smaller imports by China will weigh on U.S. corn demand. U.S. exports may receive some support from smaller crops and reduced exports from Russia and the Ukraine. As of August 30th, USDA reported corn export sales to be delivered during the 2012 marketing year at 321 million bushels. With carryover sales of about 60 million bushels from last year, total sales are still about 145 million bushels less than sales at the same time last year. The pace of sales of U.S. corn needs to move above 20 million bushels per week compared to the most recent four-week average of 6.4 million in order to be on track to reach the USDA projection. For soybeans, the 2011 marketing year ended on a strong note for exports. Again, based on Census Bureau estimates through June and inspections through August 30th, it appears that marketing year exports were about 10 million bushels above the USDA forecast. The USDA has forecast 2012 marketing year exports at only 1.1 billion bushels, reflecting this year's small harvest. As of August 30, the USDA reported export sales for delivery during the 2012 marketing year at 664 million bushels. Carryover sales from the 2011 marketing year will be nearly 70 million bushels, so that export commitments total about 734 million bushels. That is two-thirds of the USDA projection for the marketing year. Weekly sales that average 25.4 million bushels for the 4 weeks ended August 30 now need to average only 7 million bushels per week to bring sales to 1.1 billion. Export demand for corn and wheat is important for prices of those commodities, but the impact is somewhat muted since corn exports are now a relatively small percentage of the total consumption of U.S. corn, and domestic wheat supplies are relatively more abundant. The soybean production shortfalls experienced in 2012, in combination with continued large purchases by China, make the soybean export situation more dicey. The large South American crop expected in 2013 will be needed to avoid a severe rationing situation next spring and summer.